amid growing calls for U.S. military intervention in Liberia, which was founded by freed American slaves. President Bush is calling on Liberian President Charles Taylor to resign. If he leaves power, Mr. Taylor faces the threat of arrest on a war crimes indictment issued last month in neighboring Sierra Leone.
His indictment accuses him of bearing the greatest responsibility for war crimes against humanity, and serious violations of international humanitarian law within the territory of Sierra Leone since 30 November 1996.
The indictment was issued by the United Nations-backed court in Sierra Leone as Mr. Taylor attended Liberian peace talks in Ghana. Mr. Taylor has been accused of supporting rebels in Sierra Leone, notorious for maiming their victims. Mr. Taylor is alleged to have helped the rebels so he could smuggle weapons, diamonds, and timber. He denies the charges. Ghanaian authorities refused to arrest Mr. Taylor when the indictment was handed down. They said the timing of the indictment was an embarrassment to their efforts to end the fighting in Liberia. Mr. Taylor then returned home, just as rebels who control most of the country launched a new offensive on Monrovia, Liberia's capital, before being pushed back by pro-government forces. Other West African leaders also called the indictment an embarrassment. Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo said that when someone is invited in Africa, you do not turn around and arrest them. The comment came from a leader who a few months before had accused Mr. Taylor of supporting rebels in Ivory Coast. But Liberian opposition activist Kamani Wise finds nothing wrong in the timing of the indictment. What disturbs him, he says, is how African leaders reacted to it.
Many of us are quite appalled by the behavior or responses of some of our leaders. I mean, they bring too much shame, as I see it, a lot of shame to Africa, you know, because what they say and do not generally represent what is the thinking of Africans on the issues of human rights, on the issues of violation. You know, I think some of them only are covering themselves. I mean, they're terrified by the notion that there will come a day that some of them will have to answer, will have to be accountable for their own practices. I think that is why they're reacting the way they're doing, because they're not helping the Liberian people.
After Mr. Taylor left the talks in Ghana, envoys for his government and rebels were able to sign a ceasefire accord. The agreement called on Mr. Taylor to step down to give way to a transitional government. But a few days later, Mr. Taylor, himself a former rebel, said he would stay in office until January, when he says his elected mandate expires. His statement prompted a new rebel offensive. Mr. Wise points out that Mr. Taylor was sworn in August 1997, so technically his six-year term should end this month. Mr. Wise also fears that if international peacekeepers are deployed in Liberia, Mr. Taylor will also try to ensure that they are deployed in a way that will enable him to remain in power. Nigerian diplomats say they recently made an offer to Mr. Taylor, promising him safe haven in Nigeria if he leaves power. Aides to Mr. Taylor say he refused immediately, in part because he fears Nigeria won't protect him from the indictment by the UN court in Sierra Leone. The British ambassador, currently leading a UN Security Council delegation in West Africa, Jeremy Greenstock, says he understands Nigeria's incentive to find a solution to the Liberian crisis, but he warned there should be no impunity for war criminals. Mr. Taylor is already under UN sanctions for supporting rebels throughout West Africa. He is alleged to have stashed at least $1 billion in Swiss bank accounts gained through illicit trading, charges he also denies.
We also recognize that the leaders of the region have to take their own decisions because, like us, they feel strongly for the suffering of the people of Liberia, and politicians have to make choices in these circumstances. We want them to do so, while making clear that there is no impunity for anyone who has committed gross abuses of human rights or humanitarian law.
Mr. Greenstock says West African countries should pass new laws so they can extradite war crime suspects to the court in Sierra Leone, which has much less power than other international tribunals. A spokesman for the special court in Freetown, David Hecht, says because of the way it was set up, the court depends entirely on the goodwill of governments to carry out its mandate.
The court is different to the courts in Rwanda and the former Yugoslavia in that it does not have Chapter 7 powers of enforcement that gives a UN court, and this is not a UN court. It's a UN-backed court created through an agreement between the UN and the government of Sierra Leone, but it is independent of both the UN and the government of Sierra Leone.
News this week that U.S. Marines were on standby in Spain for possible intervention in Liberia prompted celebrations in the capital, Monrovia. Many civilians who have been protesting daily in front of the U.S. Embassy say they hope U.S. forces could simply come in and arrest Mr. Taylor so they could build a better future without him. Currently, an estimated 85% of the adult population is unemployed. Mr. Taylor has said he would welcome the arrival of U.S. troops, but he has also warned there will be no peace in Liberia unless the indictment is lifted. Nico Colombant, VOA News, Abidjan.